Good afternoon and welcome to the studio, David.
Good afternoon. Happy to be here.
Tell us about your documentary.
My documentary is called The Woman at the End of the World, and it's a story about a search for a woman who we suspected was a Holocaust survivor who was living on an island just off the coast of southern Chile, in a place so far away from everything, we think of it as the end of the world.
What gave you the idea to make this documentary?
Well, I was living in Buenos Aires, and I heard a story about this lady. It was a rumor, really. And I heard that there was a lady living on this island, that she spoke German, and that she had a strange number tattoo on her arm. And because I've heard of number tattoos before in the context of Holocaust survivors who were at the concentration camp of Auschwitz, I immediately assumed that she was a Holocaust survivor. And I became so obsessed with the story that I felt I must go and find the woman.
This was your first documentary, is that correct?
Yes, it is. It was my first film of any kind. In fact, neither of us had ever picked up a camera or made any film before when we heard this story.
Was there any time you considered giving up during the project?
There was one moment when before we'd left to go and find the woman, we were telling different people the story in Buenos Aires, and we always enjoyed people's reactions because they were so spellbound by the story in the same way that we were. But then one time we went to a particularly well-known Holocaust survivor in Buenos Aires, and he brought us up short on the story. He had a very strong response to it that shocked us, because he started saying, "What you're doing is stupid. You know what you're doing is unfounded. You're taking this rumor around and spreading it without any basis in fact. What do you think you're doing? Isn't there anything better that you want to do with your life?" This kind of stuff. And we took it very badly. We started questioning what we were doing and thinking about giving it up. I mean, ultimately, we decided that in the case that the testimony was there, that it was more important for us to find it.
Did the finished documentary turn out as you expected?
Originally, it was supposed to be the testimony of the woman, but as the process went on, I discovered that I had a personal vested interest related to my father, who had passed away recently. He himself had had an experience in a concentration camp as a baby, and I had never watched his testimony, which he had recorded before he died. And this film became my own journey towards my own father's story. And it became a much more personal story than I had expected initially.
What do you plan to do with it?
Really, for this project, I embrace it with all its flaws. I know that it's not perfect, so really, for me, it will be satisfying for it just simply to reach as wide an audience as possible.
I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks very much. Questions. Number 26. Why did David almost give up on making the documentary? Number 27. What does David say about the finished documentary?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
これでこの CD は終わりです。